Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Children's Bach, written and read by Helen Garner. Dexter found, in a magazine, a photograph of the poet Tennyson, his wife and their two sons, walking in the garden of their house on the Isle of Wight. To the modern eye, it is a shocking picture. They are all, with the exception of the great man himself, bundled up in such enormous, incapacitating garments. Eyelines. Tennyson looks into the middle distance. His wife, holding his arm and standing very close to his side, gazes up into his face. One boy holds his father's hand and looks up at him. The other boy holds his mother's and looks into the camera with a weak, rueful expression. Behind them, out of focus, twinkles the windy foliage of a great garden. Their shadows fall across the lawn. They have just taken a step. Tennyson's hands are large, square paws, held up awkwardly at stomach level. His wife's face is gaunt, and her eyes are set in deep sockets. It is a photo of a family. The wind puffs out the huge, stiff, curved sleeve of the woman's dress and brushes back off his forehead the long hair of the father's boy, who is turned towards the drama of his parents' faces. Though he is holding his father's hand, he is separate from the group, and light shows between his tightly buttoned torso and his father's leg. Dexter stuck this picture up on the kitchen wall, between the stove and the bathroom door. It is torn and stained, and coated with a sheen of splattered cooking grease. It has been there a long time. It is always peeling off, swinging sideways, dangling by one corner. But always, before it quite falls off the wall, someone saves it. Someone sticks it back. At night, when they had put the children to bed, Athena and Dexter walked. They were ruthless about going and would barely even check that the boys were asleep before they set out. They gossiped and reported to each other the day's residue. "See that house," said Dexter. "Outside there this morning, on my way to work, I unwisely engaged in a conversation with a senile know-all. I'm glad you think it's funny." Dexter walked with a bandy, rapid gait. They kept pace easily, not touching. They covered miles each night in the dark, sometimes heading east along the creek across the parklands to where it joined the Yarra River, sometimes northwest as far as the huge, upturned saucer of Royal Park, where the wild dogs in the zoo howled at the moon and monkeys gibbered behind the wall. Dexter pursed his lips and whistled a curly tune. He was an old-fashioned, joyful whistler who loved merry trills, and as he approached the climax of the melody, he stopped walking, turned to Athena, and raised one crooked forefinger to alert her to his impending triumph.